views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Firstly, I want to send out a huge thank you to all of the people who sent me emails and texts, Facebook messages and calls that I received for my birthday, which was on Sunday, October 7th. The joyous, heartfelt wishes made my day very, very special indeed. It was a very special birthday as Pete and I traveled with dear friends of ours to the Grand Canyon in Sedona, Arizona. And the Grand Canyon is truly an astounding, absolutely breathtaking sight to behold. The energies are so ancient and so healing and quite a mesmerizing, hypnotic sight. So thank you so much for all of those well wishes. I am also celebrating my 15th anniversary of the creation of my beloved business, Angel Healing House, which is today's topic. You know, Angel Healing House was a creation that was made in heaven and manifested on the earth plane as I was divinely led after my angelic walk-in experience to establish it in 2003. You know, looking back, I can clearly see that its creation set a stage for my burning desire within to establish a safe haven to shine my authentic light and bring forth different projects, books, radio program, different workshops, seminars, all kinds of different writing, different articles and things. My divine, and to establish these projects on the earth plane. I was so driven to accomplish this mission of all these things in the last 15 years that I was intuitively told to create Angel Healing House. I went out and received my two master teacher's degrees in Reiki in a very short amount of time. I was the first one in line at the Business Bureau to submit the name of my business. And that afternoon, I received and paid for my license. The very next day, I submitted a small post in the paper to publicly announce my business. And then the next day, I was seeing clients. And the universe, the posse of angels, sent me from then a very steady stream of clients. Looking back on the past 15 years, I realized that, you know what, everyone? I never wrote a mission statement for my business. Oh, well, apart from knowing in my heart that the establishment of my angel healing house was a mission from God. And while I reflected on that, I thought, you know what? I never penned what goals I wished to achieve. And I never wrote down my objectives. I didn't have strategies or action plans on what to actually implement. Being led by a higher source and not a business manual checklist, I guess my action plan was to wait on the will of God, watch for the signs from the posse of angels on how they would show me that it was great to step forward and then fulfill my intentions, my dreams, and which was always how best to serve God and myself. I have said for the past 15 years, I will to will God's will. There is nothing that is of greater service to me than to be of service to that higher source. It's often at milestones, you know, in our lives, like anniversaries, that we pause and we take a look back and we review the path along the journey. You know, many times with a business, one assesses its success or failure solely on the bottom line. Yet, you know, looking back on the last 15 years, the richness and the abundance that I've received from my business and the incredible life's lessons that it has presented to me has added so much more to the wealth of my life than just money. My business has given me opportunities to give of my time, my heart, my compassion, and my unconditional love. And what has come back to me has been miraculous and so much more valuable than gold. People tell you all kinds of advice when you start a business. They say, make sure you keep accounts, act professional, be responsible, be honest and reliable, trustworthy, etc. But the best business advice I ever received was from my dear father, who told me, whatever you do, if you decide to give, give purely, give openly and generously with all your heart. And remember, the gift is in the giving. Giving is a gift that you give to yourself. And some of the most miraculous results from my giving brought gifts of gratitude from very thankful clients, like this email that I received from a client recalling her initial session with me. She writes, oh my gosh, I remember being giddy with anticipation for our first reading together. It was a freezing cold Ohio evening, and I remember snuggling up to the phone to absorb all of the wisdom that this person was going to share with me as she was divinely put on my path. Candy's voice is healing in itself. She conversed with her posse of angels and gave me a glorious divine healing experience that I never thought possible. My relationship and experience with Candy has only grown over the years since that day, and I will continue to get her advice along my spiritual path. Candy's true gifts to share her sage wisdom through her ability to clearly see and lovingly deliver messages. Happy anniversary to Candy and her posse of angels. Cheers to 111 more. And that comes from Melanie Fleischer, a client of mine, and she calls herself a devoted fan. So thank you so much for that, Melanie. And while I've helped so many people with the countless encounters that I have drawn to myself, you know, I can very clearly see that these connections helped to teach me invaluable lessons as well. For instance, I have learned that we as humans or spiritual beings having a human experience, we are so incredibly resilient, and each of us can transform and transmute absolutely anything that we've experienced in the past. And we do this with our free will and our ability to make different choices. It truly does not matter what we've experienced in the past. With our faith, our positive, optimistic, passionate, honorable decisions, we can transform our lives with the help and the grace of God, and by asking that grace to enter our lives. My clients have decided to break their addictions. Those addictions were in the form of drugs, alcohol, self-hate, loathing, abusive relationships, and they've gone on to live lives of joy, forgiveness, and love. And no matter what the addiction was, they all found closure by the same route. They only found closure by loving themselves enough that they chose to be happy over choosing to be right, and to finally stop the abuse of hanging on to things like blame and being a victim instead of being locked in the prison of the past of their own making. I've seen the lives of young teenage clients who were strung out on drugs and estranged from their families, and I've seen them brought back to love, harmony, and peace as they allowed the grace of God to intervene in their lives and help them return to well-being once more. One of the things that I have taught my Reiki students and master teachers who I've attuned is a very important lesson that I learned early in my business, which is that I do not heal anyone. That's correct. For this reason, I never, ever will call myself a healer, as I am not doing the healing, but that is a decision that each client either chooses or does not choose to make for themselves. I am the conduit. I am the channel to facilitate the power of God working through me, and this goes along with the willingness of the client to cooperate with that greater power for healing to take place. But ultimately, that responsibility and accountability falls on each individual to decide whether they will allow the healing to happen. I learned very clearly through my business Angel Healing House and from bringing forth messages from the angelic realm that we do not die and that we are all divine and eternal. When clients would come for a healing or an angel reading, their relatives and their friends who had crossed over would use that opportunity to push their way into the session. They would pop in to give my clients important messages. And no matter what the individual message was for my client, the souls on the other side all basically said the same things. They said that they're well and happy. They said that they're learning and they're having fun. They said that they're healthy again. They love the person deeply, and all of them brought through the messages that they were not dead. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I've learned not only to believe in miracles, but I expect for them to happen on a daily basis. I've seen the results of cancers reversing themselves. I've seen the lives that have been destroyed by self-hate because of sexual abuse come back to wholeness. I've seen the reversal of a woman's medical diagnosis that she would never, ever, ever be able to have a child because of endometriosis. I've seen that result in a healthy pregnancy. after she worked with me for about 6 months. I've seen the human spirit go beyond self-imposed suffering and seen my clients triumph and live lives of joy in ways that they never thought possible. And when I've inquired on my client form how people found me, there have been many stories of people being divinely led to my angel healing house. For instance, a client of mine on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, told me that before he had come to see me, he had lost absolutely all hope and that he decided to end his life. He explained that his wife found out that he was having an affair and that she had left and taken their children with her. His business had been steadily failing, and it was no longer viable to keep it going. With this person's alcohol consumption absolutely out of control and his health suffering terribly, he was unable to sleep and finding it very difficult to function. That week, he decided to leave his business early, as he did not have any clients, and go home and kill himself. As he usually did, he tried to exit out of his front door of his dental practice, but the doorknob simply would not turn. Try as he may, he couldn't get the doorknob to budge. And after several tries, he decided to exit out the back door behind his building, walking to his car through the alleyway, which was lined with garbage cans. He began to sob uncontrollably and said out loud, "God help me. I have failed at every aspect of my life. If you're listening, please send an angel to help me." At that moment, he passed the trash can and he saw that someone had ripped out an advertisement of a large picture of me in my angel's wings, and the page was clearly sitting on top of the trash can. Without any hesitation, this gentleman reached out his arm and he took hold of my angel photo in this advertisement, and instead of going home and killing himself, he contacted me that very day. Through intuitive counseling, I was able to show him his life from a higher perspective, to see where his destructive and negative bullying patterns of control had come from and how his choices that came from fear, low self-worth, and controlling had led to the manifestation of his current situation. The years and years of unresolved negativity within him were released over time with the Reiki healing sessions that brought his body back to peace, in order for him to have the clarity to make decisions that were honorable, with the final realization that he didn't have to live up to anyone's expectations, but rather his own happiness. This client went on to rebuild his life with the foundation of self-love and self-respect. And while I've received hundreds and hundreds of grateful testimonials, there are some clients that express this appreciation in a truly singular, unique way, like this client's testimonial. She writes, "Being with Claire Candy is like being dipped in warm honey, spiritually washed clean. It's an empowering experience to find your own place and voice, and Miss Hoff aided me in finding the root of who I am underneath all my mental chatter and noise. My thirsty plant has been watered, and now it's time to go on with my newly cleared, worry-free existence. Thank you, Candy, for teaching this child of the universe how to shine." And that comes from Sarah in LA. "My angel healing house has taught me that the only moment we have to live in is the nanosecond of the now, the present moment. And because I consciously live in that present moment and live in faith and trust to God, I've learned to drop all expectations and and attachments to what is supposed to happen. And I leave the miracle making in my life to the very capable hands of God and the angels. Or as one client stated, Candy, you are an amazing example of a faithful and trusting child of God. And that comes from Tracy on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. And they say that when the student is ready, the master appears. Yet what I've learned from my angel healing house and have gone on to teach my clients and my Reiki students is that everyone who you encounter in life is your master teacher. So you'd better pay attention. And through the people that I have drawn to myself, through this beautiful business of mine, I learned to give love like I never, ever thought possible, as it's represented in this next testimonial. I went to Candy because I was recovering from cancer and needed help to release emotional blockages. My sessions with her have been the most loving and caring experience in my life, and I continue to receive benefit from ongoing sessions. I can honestly say that as a result of meeting Candy, at the age of 74, it was the first time in my whole life that I was truly able to feel and experience love. Candy truly is a gift, and it's with love and gratitude, which comes from Maggie in Pacific Grove, California. And with 15 years of healing sessions and intuitive counseling, angel readings, teaching Reiki, workshops, meditation nights, authoring books, hosting my own radio show now for 7 years and giving away thousands of readings, I wonder what the next 15 years holds in store for me. Well, I can hear the posse of angels giggling. They're telling me that everything that I've done up until now has prepared me for what is next in store. And while they won't tell me specifics because they want to enjoy my physical incarnation and also to be surprised, they tell me that it will be miraculous and more than I ever could wish for. Through Angel Healing House, I've learned that we teach best what we need to learn most. 15 years ago, as a result of my angelic walk-in experience in January 11th of 2003, I learned to love myself, connecting with the divine inside of me and creating heaven on earth. And then I went forth to shine this example of love, to help others love themselves, to connect with their divine eternal nature, and to create their own heavens on earth. Angel Healing House has given me the opportunity to spread my wings fully and make my life and the lives of my clients brighter. Some of the brightness radiates forth from this testimonial. This client wrote, "After my session with Candy, I feel brighter, as if there's a positive light flowing in me. My heart feels lighter and more full of love. My heart is smiling." And that comes from Samantha in Mooloolaba, Australia. I would like to deeply thank everyone, each one of you, who has connected with me over the past 15 years, that has given me the absolute blessing and the gift, the opportunity to love and to be of service. I can't thank you enough. And you know, everyone, when I chose a spirit card for today, guess who jumped out of the pack? Was our friend the dolphin. With a huge, joyous grin on his dial, Dolphin leapt in today to remind us of our blessings and the great positive impact we make on the world when we do choose to live in gratitude, in appreciation, compassion, and love. In fact, by doing so, it impacts enormously on the wheel of karma, and it plays a valuable role in our lives and the lives of others. Dolphin is a wonderful reminder to stay closely in tune to our instincts and to our intuitions. With his heightened sense of community, he might be encouraging us to seek cooperation with others and to find more balance and harmony. Our lovely friend the dolphin lives his life in every moment as a spirit in physical form. This is a very important lesson indeed. The ancient Greeks believed that dolphins carried the souls of the dead to the afterlife, and therefore they are linked to resurrection. Maybe he's jumped in today to ask us if there's any place in our lives, any area that needs to be resurrected. Maybe we need to find the inner strength to allow ourselves to be reborn and to live our lives as our most authentic spirit in human form. He is reminding us that by also living from this divine eternal spirit of ours in every moment, then our energies will create a heaven on earth existence, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, now in its almost seventh year. I cannot believe that I have been coming live every week now for 7 years, and I have interacted with so many people from all over the globe. I am so blessed. So we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will come back for those free angel readings. Remember, if you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about my beloved business, Angel Healing House, which I established 15 years ago, and it's given me an extraordinary platform to bring forth channeled messages, help clients, and to help others connect with their divine eternal natures, to create their own heavens on earth. One of the things that Angel Healing House has helped me do is to create Angel Healing House Publishing to bring forth my amazing channeled books. The first one is Angels of Faith. This is looks like a children's book. It is based on my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die. I have just as many adults ordering this who don't have children for their loved ones who are going through bereavement or have their family and friends who are terminally ill, as it really does point out that we are divine. And this physical incarnation is a stop on the road to getting back, I guess, or returning to our one true home in heaven. On the next book that came forth from Angel Healing House Publishing is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, this book is about my most important five past lives. Excuse me. And then what I did in heaven when I crossed over and then came back and chose another incarnation. And then from there comes my autobiography. I am an angelic walk-in. The autobiography of Angel Ariel, who walked into the body when the former soul of Claire Candy walked out on January 11th of 2003. All the books can be purchased on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Then it can also be purchased on Amazon as well. And if you like to listen to audiobooks, I am an angelic walk-in. The autobiography of Angel Ariel is also on audible.com as an audiobook. So let's go to those callers. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line. Claire can't help. How are you this morning?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your question today?
Well, I just turned 44 a couple of weeks ago, and I've always wanted, you know, to get pregnant and have a child, and the doctors are telling me, you know, all these risks about people my age and all these horrible things that could happen, and they don't think it's possible. It's maybe something like IVF, which they won't even really do because they think there wouldn't be a healthy embryo. And, you know, it's kind of depressing and discouraging. There's also health risks, you know, with taking certain medications to stimulate things. And I've heard that there are also some alternative things that can help, but also sometimes people, I imagine, can get pregnant naturally. And I was just wondering, you know, and I'm terrified of, you know, having a miscarriage or not being able to get pregnant and missing an opportunity or, you know, having problems with the baby developmentally or otherwise or autism or schizophrenia or any of those horrible statistics that I heard. So I was just wondering, you know, what the angels have to say about the possibility of me being able to get pregnant and having a healthy pregnancy and healthy child, and if there's anything that they recommend that I do, you know, whether it's herbs, supplements or acupuncture, or to try the IVF, find another doctor who might be willing, or, you know, something, what they recommend. I'm sorry, I've been sick.
I didn't realize that was the end of the question. The first thing is that I am not a doctor. I don't advise and I don't consult on different ways to get pregnant or different things like that. But the Posse of Angels, what they did say, and the most important thing in this scenario, thing that you are experiencing is to let go of attachments and let go of expectations. One of the greatest things that can ever happen to some people is, and I'm not saying that this is going to happen, is that you aren't able to get pregnant, perhaps, because, as you said, at this later stage of chronologically in your how old you are, there could be something that could be untoward with the baby. So getting pregnant may be not getting pregnant may be an actual blessing. Now, you might get pregnant and then you might give birth to a child that perhaps has some handicap or a difficulty or, you know, that kind of thing, because you need to learn. You know, there are many people, I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but I'm saying that there are many people who have had children with Down syndrome, who have had children who have been handicapped, and it's taught their soul an extraordinary lesson. And they've been, their life has been so much more challenged and expanded, and they've learned to love unconditionally. So out of all of this, Stephanie, the Posse of Angels keep reiterating, you need to let go of expectations and attachments with this, because sometimes we are presented with things that on the outside, you know, they look like they're horrific, or they look like, you know, I can't get pregnant. This is not right. But there are no rights and wrongs, no good or bad. There are no shoulds or have tos when it comes to the growth of our souls. So instead of trying to figure this out and beating your head around abortion, you know, is just, it's depleting. I can hear you that you're sick. It's depleting your immune system. It's actually increasing your likelihood of not being well. What you can do is you bless your situation and say, thank you, God. I release and I let go any attachment, and I open to receive what is best for my soul's growth. This is connecting to your divine eternal nature. This is living from your soul. This is living from your spirit. We have been told and we have been taught and programmed to attach a meaning to things. It's right if I do get pregnant. It's wrong if I don't get pregnant. It's good if I this, it's bad if I that, which is not the case. Because when we're able to see our lives from our higher perspective, some of the seemingly worst things that happen to us in this life and present an extraordinary contrast again for our soul to be able to grow. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card that's coming out for you, and I'm not surprised, is the Nine of Swords. This Nine of Swords is always the nightmare card. It's the card of gnashing our
teeth. Nightmare?
Nightmare card of keeping us up at night, of worrying and stress and tension and, you know, it keeps us from listening to the voice of God speaking and the angels speaking through our hearts. So with this being the Nine of Swords, the Posse of Angels are saying, please, for your own health, which is greatly diminished now, and it's going to keep at a lower level if you don't release the expectations and attachments that you have to this. And you just ask for the greatest good of your soul's growth and the greatest good of all concerned. The next card that is coming for you is the Eight of Cups. The Eight of Cups is the walking away card. The walking away. Now, there are different walking away cards or movement forward in the tarot deck. Those cards, like the Six of Swords, is going towards something that you know is of greater benefit. The Eight of Cups, although, is a card of walking away when you have no idea what you're you have an idea of walking, what you're walking away from, but you don't have any idea of what you're walking away towards. All you know is that what you're doing now is not serving you for your highest. So they want you to walk away from that worry, that tension, that constant stress and strain, instead of giving this over to God for whatever happens. And then the next card that comes out for you is the celebration card. The celebration card is, then they're saying, is to celebrate whatever outcome is going to be. You don't know that. You can't possibly know that. And that's what living in the grace of God means. That we open ourselves to surrender for the greatest good of our soul. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I do look forward to you letting go of attachments and expectations and surrendering this, because you know what will happen is your health will improve. And you'll find that your energies are lighter and less weighed down. So again, Stephanie, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah,
I've got to go to my next caller now.
It's always better to let go.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
And that goes for all of us. Some of the most extraordinary things have happened when life didn't go our way, but went in the direction that God and the angels knew was best for us. We are all children of that divine source. And sometimes, I'm just getting shivers and goosebumps all over. Sometimes the most untoward thing that happens to us and puts us in a different location in an area is the greatest thing for our soul's growth. And we may or may not be able to see it in this human incarnation, but when we cross over and we are standing in front of the etheric council going over our contract in our book of life, we will be able to see very clearly why things happened the way they did for our soul's growth. Let's go to our next caller. We have Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am really well. What's happening in the Beth's world?
Well, I had a really, really intense nightmare last night, and I want to know what it means, if the angels, if the posse of angels can tell me.
Okay.
I was on an airplane with my husband, and I heard this beeping sound, and then a red light came on, and it started beeping really loud and really fast, and then all these emergency lights came on, and then the plane started to crash, and we were going down really, really fast, and I grabbed my husband, and then everything went peaceful, and I woke up.
Okay. Interesting that the plane was crashing, and then when you reached out and you hung on to your husband, that everything became peaceful.
Well, I said to him, oh, we're going to die, so let's just do this together. And I grabbed him and we just held each other. I grabbed over to him and then everything kind of went blank and then I woke up.
Okay. All right. When we have dreams like this, I'm not a dream interpreter, but the thing that is coming forth is that there is great fear inside of you, fear that you will, not so much for your own death or your own cease to this physical incarnation, but the losing of your husband. There's a great fear that's in this underlying all of this. The posse of angels are saying that you're doing all you possibly can do, and looking after his health. There's not anything. There's no stone unturned. There's not anything else that you can do, but you must let go of the outcome. They want to remind you that we are all here for such a short amount of time, and that you are doing everything that you can in a most loving way, but the fear is actually undermining your own health. And it is stopping you from improving your own health. Sometimes we hold ourselves back. If we see our spouse or our partner, we hold ourselves back saying, well, I don't want to be healthy if you're not going to be healthy. And this is very detrimental. This is very detrimental to our journey, our ascension or something like that. You're doing the best that you can, and I'd actually ask to release this fear. Let's go to the cards and see what's coming out. The first card is the Two of Cups. Two of Cups is that card of partnership. In this case, it's partnering with the divine and unburdening yourself and releasing and saying, I have no control over this. I'm doing the best that I can, to provide healthy things and a wonderful companion for him. But the rest is his journey. And so they really want you to partner and to release that for your own soul's journey. The next one for you is also the Nine of Swords, which is the nightmare card. It's funny that the nightmare card came up when you had a nightmare, and it's only brought about by your thoughts and these things swirling around and your doubts. And there's nothing that you can do about this. So instead of feeding that, put your thoughts and your attentions to, saying, I'm doing the best that I can do. And sending that love and healing his way. That's going to help so much more. And then the next card is the Moon card. And the Moon card is the card of things perhaps not being revealed. And so much of our growth happens because things aren't revealed to us and because we have to go on faith. And they're saying, dear Beth, please strengthen your faith in what will be, and that will be divine. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Sending lots of love. Have a beautiful day.
Much love to you too, Angel.
Take care. You bye-bye. Too. Let's go to our next caller. We have Cynthia in West Coast. Cynthia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Oh, hi. I am great. And you are absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe I'm talking to you. So I'm nervous. I'm a little bit nervous.
Let's everybody take a deep breath along with Cynthia to calm her down. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Okay, breathe out.
Thank you so much. Well, this is absolutely amazing because all of your animal signs, the dolphin, I was dealing with dolphins just last night. The spider a couple days ago, I had spiders. A couple spiders came up and crawled on me, and I'd look down and I'd see a spider and it popped out at me. The lion a couple weeks ago, I put a lion emoji on my son's calendar because it was his birthday that day. The owl, I mean, it's just amazing how I connect with you so much.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? So, Cynthia, besides all the animals, what's happening in your world?
Well, I'm just getting a lot of, pennies, crosses, hearts. I feel super connected.
You have loved ones. Oh, sweetheart. You have loved ones in heaven. I don't know. Do you talk? Oh, I'm just getting goosies all over. Do you talk to your departed family?
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Because they are sending you gifts from heaven. When you see the pennies, when you see the divines, you are very, very connected with that Jesus energy. You're very connected with Mother Mary as well. The Posse of Angels is telling me to tell you about a book that I just downloaded last night. It's a wonderful book. It's called Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus.
Okay.
This is Mother Mary's mother and how she was a revered member of the Essenes, the original, the original writings and teachings of where Christianity came from. For some reason, they're saying that you connecting with this book will open up more of your remembrance of who you are. So isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, what's in store for me? Am I on the right path? I'm just, you know, it's like I'm almost in this metaphysical fairyland here, but I'm living in Earth and I'm very blessed and I've had a great life and I'm having a great life. And, you know, it's life is full of struggles and, it just you just persevere every day.
Well,
and
they
learn.
They want me to tell you that keep releasing any attachment as to what is supposed to happen, because we are now living in fifth dimensional and higher energies, in which that at what we create creates our reality. So the Posse of Angels are asking you, sweetheart, are you being creative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to take pictures of all these crosses and especially hearts that are just popping into my reality. It's amazing. It's like they're little nuggets. They're little gifts from God. I can't believe it. Perfect hearts.
Yeah.
And so I started taking pictures of them about a couple of years ago.
You could actually put that out as a photographic book and then ask for God and the angels to channel wise sayings and observations about life.
That's what I'm doing.
They're showing me the completed book already, and they're saying,
"Oh God, I believe it."
I'm just getting chills all over. It's going to be, and that's why you're seeing them. It reminds me, I was just in Sedona, Arizona, in the Grand Canyon for my birthday. And I was just sitting there waiting for the people that we were with and my husband to pack the car or whatever. And I was just having a little reflective time. And I looked down and, you know, if you've ever been to Sedona, the red rock there is just so red. And there at my feet was a rock in the shape of a heart out of this red rock. And it was just, that's the kind of thing that they're saying. And it's going to be an absolutely.
I have tons of them.
That's why you're being sent them for this beautiful book. And when it is, when it is published, please call back so I can tell everybody about it on the show. Let's go to the cards. I only have a few minutes left. Okay. Oh my gosh. The Sun card, the best card in the whole deck. Oh my gosh. This is radiant. This is shining. This is illuminating. This is a wonderful way for you to shine your light on the planet through this. I am giddy with excitement. The next is once you write the book and do the photographs and these beautiful sayings, then the Wheel of Fortune comes in. This is the karma card, and it turns in your favor to bring you the opportunities and the connections in order to get this beautiful book out, and how much Mother Gaia loves us. How much Mother Gaia yeah. loves us by sending you all these absolutely beautiful, beautiful visual images of how much we are loved. And then the next card that comes in is the Eight of Pentacles. This is people recognizing you for your hard efforts, your creativity, and your work. So you got two major arcana cards there, and the Craftsman card of being remunerated financially and monetarily for your beautiful creative work. I am excited for you, Cynthia. I cannot wait for you to tell us about this book and see what develops. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you. I love everybody. Love. We need more love in the world. That's what I want to bring with this.
We do.
It's just nuts.
All we need to do is just keep stepping up in love. It doesn't get any more complicated than this. And tell your story as authentically and creatively as we know how as children of God. So I love you too.
Don't get caught up in the minutia of like how it's going to get published and an agent and all that stuff, or because that's like overwhelming to me to even think about.
It is. That's why I self-published my books and have been promoting it myself. And in so doing, God and the angels took over, and two of my books went number one on Amazon internationally in 5 different countries within a month of each other in 2017. Well, and that didn't happen through a publisher.
Possibly.
And that anything is possible.
Okay. Look into self-publishing then when that comes.
Well, you look after yourself, sweetheart. I've got to go. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up the show today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who is listening. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Remember, everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and as always, angel blessings. I'll speak with you again next week. Bye.